Well, as we continue to follow the news in the presidential race, we're also monitoring House and Senate races around the country, which brings us to this week's district profile. In Nevada's 3rd congressional district, Republican Danny Tarkanian and Democrat Jackie Rosen are vying for an open seat left vacant by Republican Joe Heck, who is running for Senate. Carrie Kaufman is host and producer of KNPR's State of Nevada. She joins us from Las Vegas. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
And describe this district for us. Where is it and how has it voted in recent elections?
It is kind of in the northern end of Las Vegas. It's a relatively new district. It came out in 2002, and the first representative was Republican. It went Democrat with Dina Titus in 2008, and then swung back to Joe Heck, who was a Republican in 2010, who has held that office since then.
And let's look at the candidates there right now. Republican Danny Tarkanian is a commercial real estate developer. He is described on his website as a conservative working for the people. Here's a radio spot he put out.
Hi, this is Danny Tarkanian, a constitutional conservative running for Congress. The NRA has rated me AQ, the highest possible rating. I'm the conservative supported by Nevada Right to Life. And conservative taxpayer groups say I'm the tax fighter Nevadans need in Congress.
Tell us about Tarkanian.
You know, Danny Tarkanian is the son of legendary UNLV basketball coach Jerry Tarkanian, who won a Final Four championship for Las Vegas back in 1990. Danny actually played for his dad in the 80s, and so he's been known around here for a long time. He has gotten into politics about a decade ago or so. He's run 4 times. He's lost all 4 times, all but the Senate campaign in 2008. He actually got to pass the primaries, but in the Senate campaign in 2008, he lost to Sherrod Engel.
And what's he focusing on in this campaign? We heard him talk there about the NRA rating him very well.
You know, he's owning the conservative mantle. He is the conservative. He's a fiscal conservative. He doesn't particularly like spending. He doesn't like there have been taxes raised here. He's been come out against that. He's running under that conservative mantle.
And is he embracing Donald Trump?
He is. He has not enthusiastically come out and said, I love Donald Trump, but he has also said things that support him.
Well, let's talk about the other candidate in the race. This is Jackie Rosen, a Democrat who told Las Vegas Now that she became interested in running after she was able to see how much other members of Congress could help people in the district.
When I talk to people like Senator Reid or former Congresswoman Berkeley and what they're able to do for people right here in the district, the veterans, the seniors, the families, what they're able to do through their offices here really spoke to me as just a continuation of the kinds of things I've been doing in my personal life.
Tell us about Jackie Rosen.
Jackie Rosen is a total newcomer. She was the president of her temple, Temple Neir Tamid, here in Las Vegas. And Harry Reid met with her and asked her to run. And when she came out, the question on everybody's mind was, who's Jackie Rosen? And I met her once and asked her that the first time I met her, and she just laughed. She is surprisingly poised. She's very knowledgeable. She does her homework before she does interviews. And she won the primary to everybody's shock.
And is she tying herself to Hillary Clinton?
She is totally tying herself to Hillary Clinton, and she is running as the liberals' liberal.
Is there a lot of outside money coming into the race?
You know what? At this point, there's not a whole lot of outside money coming into the race. There's Tarkanian has gotten about $800,000 against him in outside money. I haven't seen a whole lot of outside money coming to Jackie Rosen, and nothing has really heated up in terms of ads in this race from the candidates themselves.
And what are the polls saying at this point?
The polls, the last poll we have is from June, and it has Jackie Rosen up by 6 points. We don't get a lot of polling here in Nevada. Presumably, she's going to ride the coattails of Hillary Clinton. If Donald Trump does better than expected, Danny Tarkanian will do better than expected, too.
That's Carrie Kaufman, host and producer at KNPR's State of Nevada, talking with us about the 3rd district in Nevada, where Danny Tarkanian, a Republican, is running against Democrat Jackie Rosen to take over the seat, which is being left vacant by Republican Joe Heck, who is running for Senate. Carrie, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.